Well, Dad, we're on our way to Adam's funeral.
Wait a minute. A funeral? I thought Adam was getting married.
Wedding, funeral, what's the difference? Either way, his life's over. I mean, getting married is like trading in your freedom for the old ball and chain.
Thanks a lot, JT.
Oh, Sam, no. I just, you're fine. I mean, if you were my wife, you'd be a ball and chain, but that's not it either, huh? That's
not it. Well, look at the time. Time to go. All right, JT, you can hop out on the foot that's not in your mouth.
Oh, Frank, I think you ought to tell Lily you're not up to building the swing set. She'll understand.
No, honey, I promised I would build it this weekend, and I could do it. Listen, it's... Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah, I'll be as good as new.
Oh, hey, Daddy. Guess what? You don't have to worry about the swing set, because I found somebody else to build it.
Well, now, honey, come on. You can't get just anybody to build your swing set. It takes a trained professional, somebody who really knows what they're doing and who has all the right tools. Bonjour!
My name's Ben. I build things. I got a hard hat, a tool belt, and a tattoo on my butt. It says if you could read this, I'm probably working.
Lovely ceremony, Mrs. Landry.
Yeah, your daughter makes a beautiful bride.
I'm glad you could be here. You were such a darling couple. So, when are you two tying the knot?
Well, we're a long way from that. I mean, you know, we've only been together for 8 months.
Oh, honey, Ed and I got married after 2 months. Ed, come here. I want you to meet Dana and Rich. They're thinking about getting married.
Hey, kids, congratulations. Oh, you're going to love being married. You really are. It's
the best thing I ever did.
Oh. Really?
And I'm real happy for you folks, but we're not thinking about marriage. I mean, I've got to finish college and get through law school. I mean, my career comes before anything else.
Put a ring on her finger, son. She'll forget all about this career garbage. You're gorgeous.
Mr. Landers, today's woman
now, honey, let's go sit down.
No, I was just going to tell him.
I know what you were going to tell him. Let's go sit down.
Oh, hi, JT and Samantha. Ooh, you are such a darling couple.
Take it easy now. We just met, so don't give her any ideas, all right? Marriage is out of the question, okay?
Yeah, we're not sure we're going to even keep dating.
You were just saying that, right?
Oh, I can't believe I have this cold and I'm trying to put together a swing set. I feel terrible.
You know, Frank, yesterday I felt terrible. Yeah. I had the most awful cold. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't taste nothing. As in one of my customers, she gave me this home remedy. I'm completely a new man.
Really?
Yeah, she gave me an extra bottle. Here, let's come here.
There you go. Well, what's in it?
Well, evidently it's just nothing but natural ingredients. She did mention juniper berries, but it really is a good fixer-upper. You should try it.
Wow. That'll clear out the old sinuses, won't it?
Did she say how much to take?
Yes. She said just take enough to feel better.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just take a little bit here.
Oh, boy, that warms you right up, doesn't it?
That's a good little thing.
Well, you're sure this is totally herbal?
Hey, my body is my temple, okay? I don't put nothing in here that isn't absolutely 100% pure. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take another little swig of this home remedy cold medicine right now in case, I don't want to have a relapse. And in case there's any little bug in there, I just get it all cleared out.
Jean-Luc, my congestion is almost cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
I can breathe again.
You see that?
I think maybe I should just take a little taste more.
Yeah, just to get it all cleared out.
Yeah.
You know, Frank,
whoa.
Mrs. Thompson said to me, she said, Jean-Luc, She said, Jean-Luc, you know, the more you take, the better you're going to feel. And I said, you really? And so what I think I'm going to do, I think I take a little bit more of this. Just a little bit. You know, just to get it all cleared out.
Dana? Nicole! Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
So good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Oh, this is my boyfriend, Rich.
Oh, and this is my husband, Scott.
Rich Yalke, how you doing?
Your husband?
Don't act so surprised. Everybody says you two are getting married any day now.
Well, everybody's wrong. So, how's school up in Madison?
Oh, I quit college. Scott and I just found out we're gonna have a baby.
A baby? I thought you wanted to go to law school.
Well, that's on the back burner for now. I want to stay home and raise the baby. Besides, Scott just got a promotion. He's the assistant snack food manager at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yep. With my new raise, we'll be able to afford our own modular home soon.
You mean a trailer?
Well, yeah. But we're gonna take the wheels off after we park it in Mom's backyard.
Wow. Man, you guys got it made. Whoa. A job, a place to live, a little baby on the way. Just doesn't get better than that.
Okay, all you single gals, Janet is going to throw her bouquet so we can find out who is going to be next to be married.
Dana, let's go try and catch the bouquet.
I'd rather French kiss Bob Dole, thanks.
Well, I'm going.
I'm going too.
Hey, oh, excuse me. You can't catch the bouquet.
No, but I can knock it away from Sam.
Dana, it's not too late.
No, really, I think I'll just sit here.
Over here. Throw it here. Throw it here.
Congratulations.
Hey, you guys see this? Looks like we're next.
Glory be, Dana Foster caught the bouquet. It's a sign from God.
I think I'm having chest pains. Hoping you'd catch the bouquet.
I told you you'd be next.
You're gonna be pregnant and big as a house before you know it.
Okay, everybody, time to limbo.
Now, you look like you could use a glass of champagne.
Bring the bottle.
You're gonna be pregnant and big as a house before you know it.
It's a sign from God.
Yeah. Hey, honey, come on out. It's a beautiful day.
Here's my gorgeous wife, just as pretty as the day I married her, and twice as much to love.
Come on out, kids. Breakfast.
Hey, Rich Jr. Hey, there. How you doing?
Hey, little Dana. Little Dana. Tiny Dana. Hey,
Ross, go pick your nose here, kid.
Rich, is there any chance maybe after the baby's born I could actually attend law school? I mean, I was accepted at Harvard.
What do you mean you want to be at Harvard rather than here in paradise?
Well, it always was kind of a dream of mine.
Rich, could you give us a hand?
Oh, yeah, sure thing, Mother Lambert. Go help your parents. Hey, kids. Hey, looking good, Mr. L. Hey, Mr. L, how about those reflexes, huh?
Whoa. Okay,
too. Can I have some money?
Oh. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Reach on in Frankie's pocket here. See if you can roam around and find a quarter.
Oh, Frankie, you old rascal. 82 years old and he's still a pistol.
Just now, I'll pay you later.
Mom, you look great. Well, how come you're 82 and you have the body of a 24-year-old?
Well, one word. Hi, Master. So, how's my little baby machine, huh?
Mom, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Did you ever regret having so many kids?
No! Frankie and I loved having the seven of you, huh?
Speak for yourself. I'm 82 years old. I'm taking my first tennis lesson. That reminds me. Carol, why don't you reach on in Frankie's pocket and see if you can find a tennis ball?
Oh, Frankie, now you've got your kids. Well, you okay, Frankie? Okay, we have to go. Yeah, before we play tennis, we're stopping for lunch.
Lunch? Oh, yeah. That reminds me, honey. Why don't you reach on in Frankie's pocket and see if you can find a Happy Meal?
Oh, Frankie.
Oh, Dana, I'm so glad you're here. I flew in to thank you for not going to Harvard.
Thank me? Why?
Well, because you didn't go, there was a space for me. And today, they made me a Supreme Court Justice.
Whoa, wait, honey! How about that, huh? Karen here's a Supreme Court Justice, and you're popping out babies like a pest dispenser. Whoa! Hey, don't you think that's funny, Dana? 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 Dana?
Dana?
Dana?
Don't touch me, I'll get pregnant.
I think you and your mother need to have a little talk.
Hello, yeah. Where are you?
Well, I right here.
Well, I've fallen and I can't get up.
You think that's bad? I'm up and I can't fall down.
Oh. Okay. I can't fall down.
Here we go.
I think I see a thing that could help me get in the place of... Hey, Frank.
Huh?
We're just a couple of swinging guys. Hi, Carol.
Oh, my God. They're bombed. These are even drinking?
Oh, well, no. But we have been taking some of Mrs. Thompson's very special herbal cold medicine.
Yes, but, honey, it's herbal. It's made entirely out of the juice of juniper berries.
Uh-huh. You mean juniper berries?
Well, so is gin. Mrs. Thompson is a big lush.
Well, yeah.
I think I'll go make some coffee.
I cannot believe you two took some homemade medication from some old bat who whipped it up in her kitchen sink without knowing what's in it. I mean, you guys are lucky you're just drunk. You could have been killed.
Wow.
Don't pay any attention to her. We are not drunk. And you want to know how I know?
Oh. How?
If we were so drunk, how could we construct such a fine swing set?
So, Rich, buddy, Dana caught the bouquet, huh? You got big problems, bud.
Come on. I actually wouldn't mind being married to Dana. Someday.
Are you crazy? That's like being married to Cujo with a law degree.
My career comes before anything else.
That's like being married to Cujo with a law degree. Cujo with a law degree. Cujo with a law degree.
Hello? JT, my best friend, how are you? Listen, I really can't talk right now. Dana's on her way home. Yeah, it's her anniversary. I want everything to be really romantic. I got champagne, candles,
Even had my hair done. Can't believe I found the time.
I'm home.
Oh, she's home. Listen, I gotta go. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Kisses. Hi, honey.
Why is it so dark in here?
Well, I thought the candlelight might be nice for tonight.
Oh, yeah? Why's that?
Well, sweetheart, it's the, 15th.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. I forgot to file briefs on the Maxwell case. I gotta go back to the office.
Sweetheart, it's our anniversary.
Today? Are you sure? My secretary usually sends me a memo and buys you a gift.
Okay. Well, then, just forget it. You go on back to your office. You don't care about this relationship.
Look, honey, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not. Come on, you never even look at me anymore. Do you know, I got my hair done today just for you, and you didn't say anything.
Looks great.
Too late. You know, all you care about is being a lawyer. But you know what? I don't know you anymore.
Okay, honey, look. I love you. I mean, you're my wife. I mean, my husband. Look, I know I spend too much time at the office, but it's only because I want to get you all the things that you want. I mean, this house, that Volvo station wagon you drive, that new kitchen you want.
I don't need all those things. I need you.
Look, you're right. Forget about the office. Forget the briefs. The only briefs I care about are yours.
Not just saying that?
No, honey, I mean it. You are the most important thing in my life. Peter Foster? Right now? Okay, I'm on the case. Honey, love you. Gotta go.
What? Just like that? Sweetie, it's our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, Rick.
It's Rich. It's Rich! Rich! Rich!
Rich. Rich. Rich?
Dana. I just had the weirdest vision of our future together.
Was I pregnant?
No. Actually, I was kind of the wife in this dream.
Oh, yeah? Well, I had a vision, too, except in mine, we were living in a trailer with 8 kids, and you wouldn't let me go to law school.
I wouldn't... Excuse me. I wouldn't let you go to law school. I'm sorry. You know I would never do that. Dana, I want a family, yeah, but I want you to have a career, too. I know how important that is to you.
Good. Thanks.
I just hope that, when you become a big-shot lawyer, you won't forget all about me.
Could never forget about you.
Yeah, well, in my vision, you didn't remember our anniversary. And then you jetted off to New York and you left me crying on the bed.
Honey, believe me, if we got married, it would never be like that.
Really?
I promise.
I'd like to make a proposal.
Proposal?
Dana Foster, do you promise to love, honor, cherish me in sickness and health, and to never, ever drag us to another wedding for at least 3 years?
Of Murder, She Wrote.
Hey, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost noon.
That's right, Frankie.
It's time for dinner.
Oh. You know, Frankie, after 67 years, we're finally all alone. Oh. Now we can do what we always wanted to do.
Ooh, in the middle of the afternoon?
You
bet. Hot diggity.
Yes! I tell you what, I'm going to go upstairs and slip into something flannel.
I'm right behind you, love puppy. Wait for your old stud muffin. Here he coming now. I'm right behind you, baby. Where the hell was I going? Who the hell am I? Where's she on?